This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Welcome to our continued coverage of Origins' Lending Tech Live here in Aurora, Colorado. And look who I have in the studio lounge. Mr. Dustin Nels from Honor Credit Union. Dustin, how are you, sir?
Yeah, doing good. Doing good. Happy to be here. Happy to be here in Colorado and enjoying the week. So.
Are you acclimating yourself to the high altitude yet? A lot of people are drinking a lot of water. And
yeah, just in time to go home.
You're feeling good.
Yeah, finally. Yeah.
Isn't that the way it is usually? Yeah. So, all right. So, hey, general question I'm asking everybody. How's the conference going for you? Just kind of an overview?
Yeah, it's been great. First off, it's good to be back in person. It's been a few years. My first conference actually was in 2019. Haven't had one since, so it's fun to be here.
The same way.
It's good to see everyone again and
human faces in person. Yeah,
collaborate, network. Yeah, it's been good.
Good. Any highlights? Anything stand out for you here?
I think the biggest thing so far is just seeing the forward direction that Origins is going, and they've done a really nice job laying out the groundwork and being very clear and transparent what's to come. And they have a lot of really fun, exciting. Member-facing solutions that are going to be impactful for credit unions around the country as well. So that's been, I think, one of my bigger takeaways from the week so far.
Right on.
Seeing what's coming.
And so how do you guys work with Origins? How does Honor Credit Union work with Origins? How long have you guys been working with them? And how do you guys work together?
So we're on Lending 360 full, so our direct and indirect platforms are both running through Lending 360. Mm-hmm. In 2019, actually, is when we signed, and so we've been on since. I will say on the networking side of this conference, it's in the collaboration for us in 2019, it was such a huge benefit for us because in our market, we serve just over 100,000 members in Michigan, and Michigan at the time was not a cuddle state, if you will, right? There's another credit union in town that had done a very nice job of kind of laying the groundwork there, but we were in a position where we were looking to go from 150 dealer partners to 30 if we transition to cuddle.
Oh, really?
Obviously, that's a little concerning, right? What would happen if we make this move?
And
being able to be at the conference in 19 and talk in person to other credit unions around the country that were in a very similar position gave us a little bit more comfort, if you will, in that direction.
Yeah.
And so that kind of plays into to this week as well. And again, I mentioned that collaboration piece. Today, our indirect program is stronger than it's ever been. We have over 225 dealer partners.
Wow.
And we're obviously happy that we made the switch.
No doubt. Yeah. How has life changed for you guys, I guess, coming on to Origins or coming on to CU Direct, and then compared to then and to now? Gosh, I'm having a really hard time getting that question out. I don't know why. It's a pretty simple question.
I think the two first things that come to mind.
The before and after picture. How about
that? Efficiency gain and automation. We had zero automation from a loan decisioning standpoint before. That's up to about 45% for us today. Just the time it takes to get from A to Z in the loan process is so much better today for us than it was prior.
And for the consumer, too.
Yeah,
right?
And easier for our lenders, too. You have a customized application channel. You can mandate fields or add fields or delete fields, and so we've made life a lot easier for our lending team as well.
Yeah, and that's a good thing for sure. Yeah, you want to keep that process as streamlined as possible, obviously.
Yeah.
And so and it's just going to only get better, right? That's the beauty of all of this. So just going to get better.
It is.
And I want to kind of segue off that question on how auto buying. We just talked about the future of auto buying. Have you guys seen any of that in trends and technology and things like that, how that has transformed, especially through COVID, when we all went down the digital road, so to speak? So how have you guys seen the changes?
Like in terms of how it's being done?
Yeah,
or
how it's
what's
being
bought?
Yeah, okay. How it's being done, the process, because a lot of this, obviously we've seen a lot of the, we're going to deliver the car to you, your house, you don't have to touch a thing.
Right.
Now. So what have you seen out there?
Electronic closings, e-signing over the last you know, couple years has obviously gained traction. On the direct side, we do a large majority of the loans that we close on the direct side are e-signed. And, you know, people, everyone's busy, right? And who has time to go into a branch these days? And, you know, it's I don't. that's always kind of been there, I'll say. But what's been new for us over the last year is the amount of dealers coming to us, tapping us on the shoulder and saying, hey, do you accept an electronic packet? And so we're seeing a lot of that. That kind of, I think, is in line with the, yeah, they're going to deliver the car to you. They're going to be paperless. So we've seen a lot of that within the last, I would say, 6 months especially. It popped up quite a bit.
I think it's going to accelerate even more
As
the technology continues to improve as well. So, yeah, you can see a lot more of that.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, and, since we transitioned to Lending 360, before, I would say, probably 80% of the loans that we received through the indirect channel, those packets were mailed to us. You know, dealers were mailing them in, and takes a while to get them, and then
mailing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dusted.
I know. Today,
that's almost as bad as a fax.
It's bad. Today, 95% probably are sent electronically, digitally, and through the portal. So.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yep. Exciting times for sure. You guys are right there on the front lines of it. So well done on keeping the pace and keeping up and maybe even staying ahead of the curve. How about that?
Hey, we try to do that.
That's right.
Yeah, we try to do
that. All right, Dustin. Well, I'm going to let you get going because I know you have a busy schedule. Okay. But we appreciate the time today and enjoy the rest of the show and keep up the good work there at Honor Credit Union.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.